I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul confirms an Afghan security guard shot and killed three American doctors at the Kira International Christian Hospital on Thursday. Kira International spokesman Ben Martin tells us
the shooter, who was not an employee of Cure, has been identified as a member of the security detail assigned to the hospital, shot himself after the attack. He was initially treated at the Cure Hospital and has now been transferred out of our facility into the custody of the government of Afghanistan. No patients or other staff members were injured. Cure International has been serving the Afghan people since 2002 and began operating the hospital in Kabul in 2005 at the invitation of the government of Afghanistan. The hospital is focused on maternity and pediatric care and serves 37,000 patients each year. At this time, the investigation is ongoing, and we are working closely with authorities. Cure International remains committed to serving the Afghan people. Please join us in praying for the families of the victims and those affected by the shooting, as well as the ongoing peace of Afghanistan.
Cure International's mission, healing the sick and proclaiming the hope of Christ. We'll post updates on our Facebook page and our website. And worry dogs the steps of some 20,000 Crimean refugees taking shelter in Ukraine. Most fled their homeland when Russia took control in March. Russian ministry Schools Without Walls students recently brought a message of hope to Crimean refugees in Kyiv. Armed with household items and the Gospels of Luke, they let families know that there's life beyond the present in Jesus Christ. Pray peace for Crimean refugees. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders wants to help your child get a heart for missions with a free 15-day children's prayer guide. It's kids praying for kids around the world. Get yours free by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.